Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. Ask Anything Wednesday is always interesting, and we're going now to John calling from Goshen, Kentucky, listening on WFIA. Go ahead, John.
Hi, good evening, Dr. Mohler. I had a quick question in regard to Freemasonry. The Southern Baptist Convention in 93 came out with a position on that it did not encourage it, but it left it as a matter of conscience for a Christian. I just wanted to understand if that position has been changed by the convention, and if not, the concerns there in regard to the all paths lead to God teaching that comes out of Freemasonry, and just really want to understand what your view is on that.
Yes, well, the more I know about the actual teachings of Freemasonry, the more I believe that it is indeed a paganism disguised as a secret society. And, John, I was chairman of the committee that brought that report in 1993. We went a little further than I think what you characterized there. We warned against anyone belonging to any secret society. And one of the issues that we faced, even in terms of the legal and practical reality of our report, was that we didn't have any authoritative source to know exactly what Masonry taught or didn't teach. And we didn't have a study process that would have allowed that. In other words, the convention said, here, we need a resolution. And so we didn't have the ability to research Freemasonry. And so instead, we just came out and said, look, when it comes to secret societies, we believe that Christians should have nothing to do with them, because the very secrecy of them is the heart of the problem. I now know a whole lot more about Freemasonry than I did then, and I have to say that I think it does make clear truth claims that violate directly the Christian gospel. And, of course, when some Mason says you misunderstood it, well, in a secret society, how are you going to know other than what gets out there in terms of the authoritative written works about what Masonry is? So, John, that's where it stands, and I think it is a matter of grave Christian conscience, and I think there are a lot of denominations that are dealing with this, and it remains to be seen exactly how this is going to play out in the future.